This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Center for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
In the news this month, protests in Hawaii and the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. On the Big Island of Hawaii, opponents of the construction of the 30-meter telescope, or TMT, have physically blockaded the Mauna Kea access road, which allows people to travel to the observatories at the top of the mountain. This is the latest in a series of protests that have taken place regarding the construction of the TMT, as well as the operation and construction of other telescopes on the mountain. To review, Mauna Kea is currently considered to be the best astronomical observing site in the Northern Hemisphere. Because the mountain is both broad and tall, the airflow over the top of the mountain is laminar rather than turbulent. This means that optical and near-infrared light from stars is blurred very little by the atmosphere, allowing astronomers to produce sharper images. Additionally, the summit is above an atmospheric inversion layer that forms nightly on the Big Island, and this traps moisture at lower altitudes. As a result, the air at the top of the mountain is very dry, which is particularly ideal for submillimeter observations. However, Mauna Kea has a unique ecosystem and multiple prehistorical and cultural sites, and opponents of the development of Mauna Kea are generally concerned about the welfare of these sites. Aside from the summit itself, the most important high-altitude sites are Lake Waiau, which is an unusual high-altitude lake, and the Adz Quarries, where prehistoric Hawaiians acquired unusually dense volcanic rocks for making stone tools. Moreover, many people currently go to the summit for modern-day Hawaiian spiritual practices. Opponents of Mauna Kea development are not only worried about the destruction of the pristine landscape, but have also pointed to poor stewardship of the site by the University of Hawaii, which is primarily responsible for management of the mountain. The complaints have included issues with the removal of trash, old equipment, and reports of multiple chemical spills, although most such spills were indoors and did no harm to the environment. The TMT specifically has been targeted with multiple protests and lawsuits since Mauna Kea was selected as a site for the observatory in 2009. Construction was initially meant to start in 2015, but in a lawsuit filed by opponents, the construction permit was revoked because the process for issuing the permit was not followed correctly. After reapplying for a building permit and clearing other lawsuits, approval was given to the TMT to start construction the week of the 15th of July. However, protesters blockaded the Mauna Kea access road on the 13th of July before construction could start. Crowds of thousands of people have appeared at the blockade to protest the TMT. For safety reasons, the other observatories on the mountain decided to suspend all operations and to order all employees and researchers to evacuate the mountain. The protests have led to a number of events and controversies. Early during the protests, police arrested and then released 38 people at the site, many of whom were described by the protesters as kapuna, the Hawaiian term for spiritual leaders. A tropical storm at the beginning of August disrupted the protests, although a core group remained at the site even during the severe weather. At a meeting of the Boards of Regents for the University of Hawaii, opponents of Mauna Kea development called for the resignation of the president of the university, and the Board of Regents approved the formation of an action group to investigate the current management of the mountain. Multiple celebrities have also visited the protesters to show their support, most notably actors Dwayne Johnson and Jason Momoa. Having said all of this, the protests have largely been peaceful so far. However, no end to the protests is currently in sight. In less controversial news, people in July celebrated the 50th anniversary of the first Apollo moon landing. The landing took place on the 20th of June, 1969, and was the most notable event in the history of manned space exploration. The anniversary prompted many different events around the world, including a reunion of people involved in the Apollo 11 mission at the Kennedy Space Center. Jodrell Bank Observatory scheduled the Blue Dot Music Festival this year to coincide with the anniversary, and to mark the occasion, many of the events at Blue Dot were moon-themed. The anniversary has also provided impetus for new projects to return to the moon, particularly NASA's Artemis program, which has the goal of eventually building up a permanent presence on the moon. It also provides political support for ongoing exploration programs of the moon, including those being pursued by China and India.